We're talking about these other homes. What kind of houses did you and Myrna live in?
We never owned a house built after 1927, historic properties.
You ought to be proud of that because you were able to preserve those properties.
Right. Preserve them and enhance them and certainly make them usable for modern living.
I'm sure many people came to see the house that Doug Campbell lives in. He's an interior designer. What did he design for himself?
So there's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
A lot of curiosity there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you obviously were so confident in what you're doing and all that you didn't feel that pressure at all.
Or naive, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. Well, I can say personally, I've been to your home with a swimming pool. I forget that address where that was located.
Right.
That's when your children were young.
Sunset Terrace, yes.
Right. And you and Myrna entertained a lot there?
Yes, we did.
I recall Myrna playing the piano, but I didn't know that you were a piano player. Could you have sat down?
I never once sat down at that piano. Yeah. It just didn't happen, so didn't go there.
We talk about this life with Philbrook as a child and renovation. Then you also became a board member at Philbrook.
Yes, but prior to that, though, I've been a board member at Gilcrease for many, many, many years, since I think 2004. Very, very, very involved in that extraordinary collection, and actually been involved in some of the renovation on the Gilcrease house, too, to make it live up to ADA standards and American Disabilities Act standards, and providing restrooms and that sort of thing that meet their criteria. Anyway, been involved in lots of projects out there over the years.
So are you really a designer slash architect?
No, I'm not an architect, but I do get involved in, shall we say, architectural decisions.
Well, let's call you an architect. I know you weren't trained, but you certainly, through your work, right, but you did a lot of architectural work. There's no question about that. Yeah. Is that natural for interior designers to do?
I'd say some people that approach it as interior decoration, and then there's others that approach it as interior architecture, interior design, from an architectural standpoint, which is what I tried to do.
You are still today, in 2016, on the board at Gilcrease.
I'm at Philbrook.
And at Philbrook.
Philbrook board, and at 108 Contemporary, too, which is an art gallery down across from Guthrie Green.